You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Back on the Lance J Radio Network. So I went out and bought a PS5 last week because I'm anticipating you see all the trailers, and if you go on social media or anywhere online, EA Sports is going to drop NCAA College Football 2025 in July. And if you follow Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler, you see all of the work that they're putting in. They're putting in hundreds of hours of tape. Like, this is supposed to be a mega blockbuster release, this game. And I literally bought a PS5 just for this game. I'm not a gamer. I'll play Madden every once in a while. You got to sharpen up the skills. I've talked about my nephews. Shout out to my nephews, Tristan and Bryce in Cleveland. I've talked about them and how I'll play FIFA with them on the Nintendo Switch when I'm visiting. And I get cooked constantly. Like, my nephews, Tristan and Bryce, they cook me. They're beating me 4-1. It's embarrassing. They play with Mbappe or Messi. I can't stop Tristan and Bryce on FIFA. So I got to play a little bit just so when I'm with the young homies that I can be competitive. When I play a Madden, I don't want to lose 77 to nothing. I'm still getting thrashed because I'm not playing it like I used to. Now, back in the day, I was nice at Madden. Now, there's a lot of cap. People love to cap about their prowess in real life. So people my age, they love to cap about, hey, back in the day when I played basketball, I was averaging 45 a game. Everybody loves to talk about that. Everybody had a 40-inch vert. Everybody was throwing the ball off the backboard to themselves, doing a 360 between the legs and hanging on the rim, doing pull-ups. Everyone that played football, they were Al Bundy. They were scoring 4 touchdowns a game. They had all the ladies. Everyone would have been D1 or in the NFL or in the NBA if it wasn't for that pesky hamstring injury or that coach that disliked them, that sabotaged their career. And people do the same when it comes to video games. But back in the day, Lance J, this is true. This is no cap and verifiable. I was definitely the best at playing Madden at the Oakwood University where I went to school. I was the best person in the entire school. I played so much. I'm an only child. I had nothing to do. I played Madden all summer. Back then, there were some algorithm glitches in the game that you could kind of figure out. And I had the ability to onside kick the ball every time. And I knew if I hit it right every time, I could get the onside every time. I get the ball, go up 7-0, onside 14-0, onside 21-0. And most of us, if you played back in the day in a cipher with 10 of your friends, there was a skunk rule, 21-0. And I'm up 21-0 early in the first quarter. Game over, next. And I've been in places, I would just clean out the whole room. I've beaten people at Madden so bad, people wanted to physically fight me. People wanted to take it outside and settle it in front of Edwards Hall, which is the dormitory I lived in at Oakwood University. So I was nice on the sticks back in the day. As I got older, the games got a little bit more sophisticated. I wouldn't say that I was the best, you know, going into later 90s, 2000, you know, by the time I was in my 20s, I was still pretty good. I wasn't the best. But as you get older, it's just like in real sports, your young homies, your young cousin, your brother, somebody's going to usurp you. And I remember my cousin Brad. Shout out to my cousin Brad. Lives in Bowie, Metro DC area. I knew that my time was up. Back in, you know, maybe 2005-ish, back with the PS2, they were starting to have online play, and I would keep up with all of my boys from college playing online. Because none of them had kids yet. People were not married, living a bachelor life, 26, 27, no children, playing Madden at 1 in the morning on a Saturday night. In some ways, that's a terrible life. In other ways, that's kind of a great life, depending on your perspective of the coin. My cousin, who was like 17, 16 at the time, he cleaned all of us out. He beat all of us like 51-0. We had our own little tournament, our little league that we were playing online. One of the friends was in California. Another of them was in New Jersey. One of them was in Florida. My cousin comes in, and he just thrashes all of us. And that was kind of the end of our experiment in competing on Madden. But NCAA 2025 will take me back down that lane of nostalgia. It's such a great franchise. The college experience, the college stadiums, the colors, the fight songs. Between the Hedges at Georgia, the Horseshoe at Ohio State, Death Valley at LSU, the Whiteouts at Penn State, the Big House at Michigan, Fight On at USC, the bands, just everything about college football. And if you listen to this show, that's my favorite sport. That's where I have the most passion. That's where my interest is. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. I'm an Ohio State Buckeyes diehard fan. I love being a Buckeye fan because when I am wearing a Buckeye t-shirt or a sweater or a jersey at the airport, wherever I'm going, somebody walks up to me and they say, OH. And a lot of people hate on Ohio State. Ohio State's a little bit light on national championships. I know in my lifetime, we've left at least 3 or 4 on the table. They were the better team the year that they lost to Florida. They came in unprepared. Troy Smith had won the Heisman. He gained like 25 pounds on the banquet circuit. And they thought they were just going to roll Florida. And we're not paying attention. And got thrashed. They definitely should have beat Georgia a couple years ago. They were a better team than Georgia. Marvin Harrison Jr. took that hat shot. And that was the end of that. And they've left some other championships on the table. I hate Michigan. I used to refer to Michigan as Ann Arbor Community College. I actually got that trademarked. But Michigan just won a natty. And I'm not going to disrespect the Wolverines anymore. I mean, they've owned Ohio State the last couple of years. Now, Michigan fan, I love how, because I get trolled a lot by Michigan fans in my DMs. Michigan fans, you do realize that, yes, you have won 3 in a row against Ohio State. You do realize that Jim Harbaugh still had a losing record versus Ohio State. You do realize that since the turn of the century, Ohio State is 17-5 against you. You do understand those things. So although Michigan's been the superior organization and they've coming off a national championship, you deserve the respect. Let's not get crazy with it. Michigan fan loves to cite their prolific winning streaks from 1913 to 1917 and national championships from the leather helmet era. We know that Ohio State is NFLU. I don't know if it's DBU. I don't know if it's WRU. It's kind of QBU, but it's definitely NFLU. And that's going to be manifested in NCAA 2020. You're going to have the dynasty mode, which I think all of us love. We love to take our own teams. If you're Lance J, you take a random team, your favorite team, and you create a bunch of players. So you can be in dynasty mode. You could take some slot bucket like UConn or UTEP or FIU or Nevada or, man, Michigan State. Because there's some Power 5 teams that are hot garbage as well. You can take Kansas State, Houston, New Mexico State. You can take one of those teams. Man, you create yourself a couple guys with 99 speed, 99. You create some great quarterback, great running back. Next thing you know, New Mexico State is facing off in the Sugar Bowl against Alabama. And I think a lot of people, I can't wait. Like I said, I got my PS5. I got it locked and loaded. I can't wait for NCAA 2025 to come out. It's going to be phenomenal. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios. Studios.
DJ Connect is the global network leader for artists, musicians, disc jockeys, and record executives. Get your record played anywhere in the world. Copenhagen, Los Angeles, the French Riviera, or South Beach. To learn more, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to pre-order the application today on Apple's platforms.
James Lewis.
I call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The only thing that I needed to get out of my house was an old couch that had a broken leg and two beds. So you're not talking about a bunch of outdated furniture and lamps and rugs and clothes and all of this stuff. And there's no foosball table, no pool table, nothing that's huge. It's an IKEA couch. You can screw off the legs and get that thing in there. We all know that IKEA makes these really small couches anyway.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
And so I say, hey, I'm like, what do you think that would cost? What is my quote? The guy goes to his iPad. He says, Mr. Lewis, that'll be about $675. I literally dropped an F-bomb.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
James Lewis.
Up with the semi-auto Mac double number. Did I shoot 11 to 12 is what he wondered. Youngin, I got one more shot, you must be drinking. Put the heater to his head, watch him start blinking. Am I going to heaven or hell is what he's thinking. Switch to a snitch as his life starts sinking. Down to a level of no return. Pulling the heat cause when the slugs hit, they definitely burn. So chill and think about your life for real. Every member of my team is living life for real. Got yourself caught up in something that you couldn't finish. Go against my fullest squad and get diminished. I'm from QUE, another ENS. And while y'all smooth tough talk, I'm not impressed. If I see you in the bridge, I'll make you undress. Give up the money, the polo, especially the guests. Bars!
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.